The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. Little bit of breaking news on this Tuesday evening, the Buffalo Bills and their game against the New England Patriots. We'll get into that just a little bit, talking about the flex effect right there. And obviously, this is the first time I'm talking to you guys since the Buffalo Bills dropped the decision 19-16 to the Cleveland Browns on Sunday to drop their record to 6-3. And it's been an interesting week for fans of the Buffalo Bills. Plenty of disappointment as a number of things went wrong in that matchup. I've got Greg Thompson from Cover One. He's going to be joining me later on this week on the podcast to talk about expectations from Bills fans, some of the things that really stood out, right? Not just so much something that didn't go well in one game, but really maybe is there some certain things that we can look at and maybe a little bit of an area of concern for fans of the team. So definitely keep it locked to the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel. That'll be coming for you later on this week. But a little bit of the breaking news for us right now, and you can find the article at buffalorumblings.com as the game against the New England Patriots coming up in week 16 of the NFL season has been flexed for the Buffalo Bills. It will be one of three nationally televised games on Saturday, December 21st. And for the Bills, right, three games that were flexed. I think for a lot of fans, there was a thought or an expectation that it might end up being, let's call it the primetime game with an 8:30 start that game where it would be taking place again against the Patriots, potentially 8:30. The game is actually going to be the second game of the day, 4:25 time slot on Saturday, December 21st. The NFL opted for the primetime game at 8:30 to be the Los Angeles Rams traveling to take on the San Francisco 49ers. And, you know, really from that standpoint, I kind of get it based on the play of the 49ers with their record, currently sitting at 8-1. You take a look at things with the Los Angeles Rams, been underperforming just a little bit. But from that standpoint, I can truly say that I get it. It is a nationally televised game for the Bills and the Patriots. They will be the only game taking place at that time. So, you know, again, it's one of those that we look at. I mean, this is going to be most likely a critical game for the Bills. I realize so many of us are disappointed following the loss to the Cleveland Browns, sitting at 6-3. Obviously, if the Bills were at 7-2, we'd feel much better about the playoff chances right now. You look at the upcoming schedule, you've got some more questions, right? Some games that you thought, okay, maybe this is a game the team should win. The Miami Dolphins are now playing much better under Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. The Denver Broncos defeated the Cleveland Browns before they had the bye. The Pittsburgh Steelers, team is playing great defense, obviously not sold on Mason Rudolph at this point and what their offense is doing. But, some of those games that you're just not quite sure, and who knows what the New York Jets will look like when we talk about Week 17. So with this Week 16 game, the Bills will be traveling to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. And you look at this as, again, who knows what the Bills' record will be at this point. I mean, I think for so many of us, we've been optimistic for the last few weeks. Then you go in, you have a disappointing loss to the Eagles, you bounce back, you beat a Redskins team by 15 that you should, and then you play the Cleveland Browns, and you're a 3-point underdog, but for many fans, you expect to win that game. But now here we go, right? Leading into the Christmas holiday for many of us that celebrate Saturday, December 21st, we finally have the answer to that last game on the calendar that we weren't quite sure where it would be. A 4:25 time slot on the NFL Network, one of three nationally broadcast games that day. I'm a little tongue-tied this evening. But at 1 o'clock, it'll be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Houston Texans. Again, then the Bills traveling to New England in a critical AFC East matchup. And we know this will have playoff implications for the Bills. And then the final game that night at 8:30, the Los Angeles Rams will be traveling to San Francisco in the primetime matchup at 8:30 that evening. So with that being said, I'd love to get your input, your kind of suggestions as it relates to this game, right? I mean, tell me what you're thinking a little bit with the Bills getting that 4:25 time slot. I think for many people, they expected the team to get the primetime spot. With that being said, I really can't, you know, I can't fault them for putting San Francisco and Los Angeles in that time. I think many of us may have, you know, would have liked to have seen it to be the primetime game. But when you look at that Saturday, that 4:30 game against the Patriots, it's something that you'll obviously take, and you think for the Bills, some great things can happen with that. So listen, I told you this was going to be a quick episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Make sure you're locked into all of our podcasts throughout the week. On Wednesday, Nick and Nolan have a brand new podcast coming out. We've got Believe in the Mafia Mavens. They'll be dropping new episodes on Thursday. And as I said before, Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, Greg Thompson from Cover One will be joining me this week as well. So you can definitely check that out. And of course, we've got the latest episode of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A and Circling the Wagons that you can download that are available right now for you as well. So as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate you joining us at BuffaloRumblings.com. Give me your feedback. The Bills flexed to December 21st, 4:25 p.m. game, nationally televised against the New England Patriots. Would love to get your thoughts. Hit me up at Twitter, at Anth Marino, or of course at BuffaloRumblings.com. Thanks as always for listening, and go Bills.